Money, money, money.
Well, disappearing at the moment.
It certainly is. I wish I had a gold mine at the moment to get the latest on what is happening. Chief Economist with CommSec, Craig James joins us now. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Well, it was a bit depressing yesterday when all the breaking news was bloodbath. Again, we just seem to be talking to you once a week now about a bloodbath that's happened on the ASX because of this trade war. Has it settled down or are we still in a bit of trouble?
Well, we had an up night last night, so the US Dow Jones managed to finish higher by 270 points or 1.1%. The NASDAQ did all right as well, as up by 1.3%. So plenty of green on the screen, you know, sort of overnight. But, yeah, it's just like ping pong at the moment. We're following Donald Trump's tweets. We're following what he has to say on unconventional forms of media. Unfortunately, you know, sort of sometimes it can be negative. Other times it can be positive. Last night he tweeted that talks with China are continuing. You know, said he was praising, putting, you know, significant praise on the Chinese leader. And that was lapped up by the markets overnight. So we've got one day it's going down, the next day it's going up. Fortunately, on a longer-term trend basis, we have got the share market moving up. So a bit under a month or so ago, the Australian share market was at record highs. We've lost a little bit of ground since that. We're down about around about 6% away from those record highs. But the good news is life still goes on.
Well, and the Australian dollar, speaking about record highs, I think what yesterday was its lowest in about 10 years. Is that right?
Yeah, it's certainly for those people who are planning a trip away, whether it's Europe or the United States or anywhere outside Australia, a lower Australian dollar is not considered to be a positive. And the Aussie at the moment, I suppose the good news overnight for people travelling, yes, it is, the Aussie bounced a bit overnight, so it was down at around about 67 and a third cent. Now it's 67 and three quarter cents, so 67.75 cents. But I suppose what we've always got to remember in terms of the Aussie dollar, while a low dollar is bad news for consumers, bad news for those people travelling, it's actually good news for our business sector. It will provide a degree of support through these turbulent times. And it's supporting our trade. It's supporting our goods compared with imported goods. And it's providing a wonderful degree of support for our economy.
Well, you're talking it up, which is good,
yeah,
Craig.
Yeah, well, and Craig, just quietly before you go, how many gold bars do you have buried in your backyard?
I have to have a backyard first. Unfortunately, I live in the townhouse. You know, if I had a bigger backyard, perhaps I could store a little bit more gold. But, gold has actually been the one that's been performing pretty well. Overnight, it was down a little bit, you know, sort of down by around about 40 cents. But in Australian dollar terms, the price of gold is just below all-time highs. So our gold miners in Australia are actually doing very well. And that's because a lot of people flock to safe havens like gold and government bonds in times of crisis. And for our gold miners, the answer to this is nirvana.
Yeah, it certainly is. I might go out and buy a metal detector and look for a gold mine. Always good to talk to you, Craig. Thank you very much for your time this morning.